Hello, everyone. Welcome back to my podcast. My name is Rose Ramandi, and I'm just happy to be back again with you today as I want to share something really powerful. I think I found the biggest hindrance in receiving, the truth in our lives. So do you want to know it? Finally, I feel like, finally I just got it. The Lord spoke to me the other night and I just wrote it down in my journal, and I've been wanting to record this, but, a lot of things happening every day. So before we get to that biggest hindrance, just want to talk to you about the prayer. You remember that a couple of weeks ago, or a month ago maybe, or a little more than a month ago, I told you that I'm preparing a prayer, a free training, a masterclass on prayer. And honestly, I was going to do this in the month of August, but at the same time, we are doing a lot of other things. You know, we are recording videos for our Revelation membership on weekly basis. In fact, we are in chapter 6, and it's so powerful. Sometimes I just want to go there and sit there in the book of Revelation. And then we are recording weekly teachings for the Word of Christ Church in Florida. And at the same time, we are constantly thinking of producing more teaching materials for our YouTube channel. And also coming up in January or early next year, we are thinking of having a 5-day challenge on how to basically understand the Bible symbolism. So that's why, it's been a very busy summer for me, and I've been writing a couple of books, and I'm in the middle of a lot of things. Okay, so that's why this training on prayer has been a little delayed, but my plan is to be able to do it in the month of October. So I don't know the exact date, but please, if you have not joined our mailing list, please join our mailing list, because I'm going to communicate through the, emails. I'm going to send an email and let you know and confirm the date and all the information that you need to know. I have received a few emails from you guys asking, okay, did you finish the prayer? Have you done the prayer, a masterclass? And I was like, no, I haven't. So it's coming up in the month of October, and I am just trying to accelerate, just focusing on it and get it done. And, because sometimes when I personally want to teach or record, I just can't. For me, it's so easy to just grab and start talking about the Bible or any concept that you ask me. But sometimes, I just want to make sure that I break it down so easily and I bring it into steps that is understandable and easier to chew and easier to receive it. And when that happens, then I have to chew upon it. I have to sit, think, pray, go through the Bible, break it down, talk about it with somebody, explain to it to somebody and see if it's understandable. And then I'll bring it to you guys. So that's what I have been doing with the prayer, and it's going to be so powerful because I am preparing for it, and it has been life-changing for me, honestly. And I can't wait for you to show up and hear, and I believe that your prayer life will change. I mean, like, a lot. I mean, you are gonna start seeing the power release. You're gonna start encountering Jesus. You're gonna start having reality of God in your life every single day. So yeah, if you haven't joined our mailing list, please join our mailing list, perfectedbible.com/sign-up. And you also get an ebook there when you sign up through this link. Okay, so now let's get to this today's message. So I think I finally found it. Woo-hoo. So I found the, obviously this is not the only thing I'm going to share, but I found the biggest hindrance to receiving the truth. Honestly, I have been there myself many times, and sometimes even, when a new truth opens up or something happens in life, I find myself there, and I kind of snatch myself out of it and just bring myself back to it. And I think finally I was like, okay, this is this is what hinders us from receiving what the Bible says. And do you know what it is? Let me ask you this question that the Lord asked me. What is your but? So now let me just explain to you. Everyone has a but. B-U-T, okay? So that means every time I noticed from my personal life, and I have seen it in the life of people around me, that, you know, every time we share the truth, all of a sudden you go, I understand, but I know this truth, but let me just give you an example. That is this but that we are talking here, it always comes from like, but look at my experiences, but look at that, but I have faith. You tell me that, you know, if I have faith, I can move the mountains, but I have faith, but I didn't move the mountains, you know, or any truth that we speak, I can give you example upon example. And I noticed that, you know, I have had encounters with Jesus. So this is not the pointing finger to anyone. What I'm sharing here today with you is that, you know, that wisdom that we can just can get out of it and get into different, but can get into the wisdom of the Spirit. I have had personally encounters with Jesus. Okay. So, or I had a dream of Jesus coming to me and Jesus tells me something and I say, Lord, yes, but look at me. I still have this. I still have that problem. Look at me. This hasn't been my experience. And, specifically, I remember this dream that happened to me. And it, the funny thing is, in the dream, Jesus told me something. And I say, Lord, yes, but... And I don't know what was my but at the time. But then the interesting part is, like, almost every time that happens, Jesus kind of stands there and he just smiles. And it's kind of the end of conversation because he just told the truth. And if you don't believe it and you bring that but into it, then there's no need of talking about the truth again. Or he just said the truth. You just need to pause and talk about it. So the interesting part is, honestly, I have seen this over and over and over and over and over. Like, imagine like being in the ministry and people contact you, ask you questions, right? So then you get back and you reply with the answer. And I am, you know, I'm not shocked anymore because almost 9.5 emails out of 10 emails, the replies are, yes, Rose, thank you so much, so good, but... And there's this but always at the end of that, you know, email, the reason why what you just said doesn't apply into my life. Because, but, for example, you know, I have this sickness, you don't have it. But I had this experience, you didn't have it. But I'm a man, you are a woman. But you don't have children, you don't understand it. But, and it amazes me that, you know, the truth is spoken right now. Let me just, as I said that, I have said that but million times before. And even today I say it. And I notice that every time the truth is spoken, mostly when the truth is spoken, you know, a new truth is spoken to me, that but kind of gets his head out and, you know, brings all those reasonings why this is not happening. So, for example, the Bible says that, or Jesus says, I truly tell you that if you believe, right, if you believe, you can, if you have faith, you can tell to this mountain and the mountain will be moved. So now imagine you and I are going to go somewhere that there is a mountain and we're going to stand there and we're going to pray and make sure we have faith. Do we have faith? Yeah, we check it. Okay. So do you think that, you know, we are in faith? We believe this? Yes, we believe it. Do we believe it? Yes, we believe this, what Jesus said. All right. So now let's go speak to the mountain to move it. So then you and I stand there and we say, okay, mountain, move. Okay, and then we sit there and stand and you're like, mountain didn't move. Okay, and you're like, okay, so the mountain didn't move, but I believed it, but the mountain didn't move. Now here's the thing, what I'm about to tell you, it's not a condemning thing, it's shedding light into what is hidden there. Okay, so Jesus said, now pay attention to what I'm saying here, Jesus said, if you have faith and speak the mountain, move. Then I say, I had faith and I spoke and the mountain didn't move. Now, which one do you want to believe? Which one do you want to be? Do you want to stand there and say, but Lord, I already spoke to the mountain and the mountain didn't move. Do you see that but? This but always comes in opposition to what the truth is saying. The truth said, if you stand in front of the mountain and you speak to it, it will move. But Lord, but pay attention to this. But Lord, I had faith. And I spoke and it didn't move. Do you know what we just do if we say that? And the Lord showed this to me and it kind of shook me to the core. And the Lord says, the moment you bring that but, you are saying, I am a liar. The Lord Jesus is a liar. And my experiences is the truth. Okay. I'm kind of touching on very hard stuff and hopefully nobody's offended out there because we are not pointing finger at anyone. As I said, I've been there. We are dealing with the carnality that is still alive inside of us. We are dealing with this man of dust that is always bringing a reason why miraculous shouldn't happen or can't happen. We are dealing with Adam. And the Lord showed me, I'll share with you more about it, but let me just say, where am I heading to first? And then I'm going to go back to the concept of the mountain. The Lord showed me the moment this butt gets the head out, it's actually a good thing because you can cut it off. And I was like, oh, okay, I got it. I'm going to get there. And you and I are going to realize that the moment this butt comes out, don't get discouraged or disappointed. Actually, something happened, the truth is spoken, you put it to practice, and all of a sudden there's a head that comes out and says, but didn't happen, but opposing the truth, saying the truth is a lie, that's exactly your opportunity to see it because you didn't know it's there. You didn't know it's hidden there until that happened. So now imagine, you and I are going to go to the standing for the mountain. So we are going to speak, we believe. At the time, we don't know this but is there. Believe me, we don't know it until it comes out. There's something hidden inside. And the moment you just say it and the mountain doesn't move, and then that's when you go, this but comes out. And then you go, okay, I'm glad you got your head out. Because now I can cut it off by the sword of the living God. I can cut it off by the word of truth. Let me share you the story of me praying for a woman for the leg to grow. I was in Texas, in Dallas, Texas, a few years ago. And Masood and I, we went to this Persian restaurant. So I have already shared this story many times. And probably you have heard it, but let me... For those of you who haven't heard it, let me just share it again because there is a point in there. And I was there and this woman came. This is a long story. I'll cut it short. Those of you who have heard more details about it in, you know, other stories that I shared. But so long story short, I decided to pray for this woman whose leg is shorter. So we were in Persian restaurant, but she wasn't Persian. And now imagine I'm sitting there, I'm grabbing the hand, the leg of this girl, two legs together. She knew she has a short leg and I'm like looking at it and it's about an inch or maybe a little less than an inch shorter. And then I'm just looking at it and I said, okay, so Jesus said, pray, I'm going to command the leg to grow. So now imagine I'm standing there, leg grow. In the name of Jesus, leg, I command you to grow. Do you really think that the leg grew as soon as I said it? No. The leg stood still and just stared at me. So the woman was like, she said, the girl said, she was uncomfortable, like in the middle of restaurant, everyone's looking at her, you know, like the boss is just like, what the heck is going on? And she's like, you know, she's getting up. And I just told her, please sit down. Just give it a few minutes. Just sit down here. So now imagine this leg is short and I'm thinking in my mind, like, come on. You gotta be kidding me. Do you really believe this stupid thing? This is what my mind is talking, right? And I was like, so you said it. So you said it didn't happen. Now get up. And, you know, in that moment, I was like, you know, that head, that butt came out. I spoke to the leg didn't grow. So Jesus said, speak, and things happened. So I spoke, and nothing happened. So the butt came out as we are talking here, and then all of a sudden, I told you, it's an opportunity to cut the head of this butt out so that nothing, that it's not going to come up again, okay, in the similar situations. So then in that moment, I was like, no, Jesus said it, so it has to happen. He is the truth, and my experiences is not the truth. What's happening right now, it's not the truth. So I'm not going to stand there and I'm not going to say, Lord, I believed, but it didn't happen. Maybe you didn't believe. Or maybe you didn't believe long enough. You know, could you give that possible opportunity that maybe you thought you believed, but you actually didn't? Could we just give that possible, you know, opportunity that Jesus is the truth and not my experiences? So now in that moment, I just sat there and I go, okay, in my mind, she doesn't know. She wants to get up and go, right? So I sat there in my mind and I go, no. No, Jesus said that if I speak, it will happen. So I'm sitting there and nothing is happening, guys. I'm sitting, nothing is happening. So now I'm holding the leg and those thoughts are coming to me. And it was the weirdest thing happened because all those but unbelief started hitting me. And I sat there and every unbelief came. I said, but Jesus said it should happen. And the thought left. The next thought came, but Jesus said, but Jesus said, but Jesus said, but Jesus said. I think I kind of cut the head off a few buts there. And as every time I was like, but Jesus said. So and finally this thought came, okay, we understand now, Jesus said it, hallelujah. That was the thought. But maybe it's not going to happen today. So the woman going to go home and wakes up and the next morning happens. So let me tell you, it has been times that I let the person go and then the next thing, something happened, okay? But now I'm sitting there, I was like, in that moment, I knew this butt is one of those butts I have to cut the head off. Then I said, no. Jesus didn't say, speak to the mountain, you go home and the mountain will move eventually one day. And as soon as all those thoughts came and I kind of brought the truth and cut the head off, all of a sudden, I felt this explosion, a ball of heat exploded out of me that the woman like shook. And this, it was like air, like explosion. It moved her hair and she's like, something exploded. This heat exploded. And Masood was sitting like a few, like the other chair there. And he also felt this explosion. And all of a sudden, this leg started growing right under my hand. And the girl was freaking out. And she was like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And now she doesn't care. She's sitting in the middle of all those people in the restaurant. She doesn't care if the boss is looking at her or anything. Her leg is growing. And now imagine what kind of feeling she's having in that moment, right? So just to tell you something in a bracket later. So she told us that she's the daughter of a pastor of a church and they don't believe in healing. And I told her, so it's too late. You're going to go home and tell your dad what happened today. So hallelujah. So now here's the thing, guys. Let's get back to our butt story. So today we want to cut some butts. Okay. Guys, I understand. Believe me. I understand the experiences we go through, okay? And I understand they are real and they are so tangible and they are the reality of our lives. When you stand in front of this woman and pray to the short leg doesn't grow, or you have a sickness or something happens, you know, like I just don't want to get to the pain part of it. I realize that we have to stick to the truth, guys. Here's the thing. The thing is, sometimes people try to hear the truth because they have a need and they want to get rid of that need, okay? So when they listen to the truth, They try to see how this thing that you just said is going to help me to get rid of this problem that I have. And I want to tell you, please, this is not the right way. This is actually a trap of falling into the flesh and trying to, you know, overcome things on your own. When you hear the truth, when somebody is speaking the truth, get yourself out of all the problems that you have. Just try to learn the truth, understand the wisdom behind it. Apart from all the problems and issues you could have, apart from every need you have, because end of the day, none of those things are going to help you get rid of that need. Jesus Christ is the Savior, and Jesus Christ is going to, you know, deliver you. So that's why sit today, and when I am sharing a truth with you, don't try to apply it to your life. Get the wisdom behind it. What is the Lord is teaching you? What's the, you know, what is His wisdom and knowledge and understanding He's bringing into your life through this truth that is being spoken? You know, when Jesus says, if you stand in front of the mountain and you speak to the mountain to move, it's not for you to just get up and do it. We will eventually maybe one day do it. But for that moment, you're just about to learn something from this story. You're about to learn the wisdom behind it, understand the knowledge of God, understand the wisdom of God, the heart of God in this story. Can you just think about it for a moment when Jesus said you can move the mountains? Can you see the love of God in this story? Or we're just saying, Lord, I did it, but I couldn't. Or are we just like so quick to speak of our own experiences rather than pause for a moment and let the Spirit speak? Let the Lord speak. Let the Lord teach us. In daily basis, I answer comments. I answer emails. I answer whatever, phone calls, you know, friends, in daily basis, and almost every time that I speak the truth, there is a but that comes out. And always those buts is my experiences. It's your choice to believe which one. If the truth is, like what I'm telling you is the truth, not my experiences. When I teach the word of God, when you ask me a question, I answer according to the knowledge, understanding of the Son of God and the truth of Christ Jesus. And here's the thing, guys. That's what I am. I don't want to bring you my, I will share my experiences with you, but I am speaking the truth to you, the word of God. So now here's the thing. So what happens is, not me or anyone, or maybe you are reading your Bible and the Lord is revealing things to you. But here's the thing, what you are hearing, you're hearing according to your experiences. I have done that, I have been there, and honestly, recently the same thing happened. But here's the thing, it's a good thing when it comes out, cut the head off. How do you cut the head off? Going back to the truth and say, you know what? I am not going to believe my experience. I'm going to believe the word of God because my experiences can lie to me. When I speak to the mountain and mountain doesn't move, it's a lie. Because Jesus Christ said, it will. I mean, there is a boldness in the Son of God when you strive, when you stand to believe the truth that is inside of you, the truth that you have just heard. There's a boldness in that when you realize that, the truth is truth, no matter what my experiences are. And I noticed that the reason we bring that but after the truth, it's because the truth is not the reality. The truth, what I am experiencing is the reality of my life. And I get it. I get it. Guys, I get it. I'm not an alien from a different, you know, planet. I have the same struggles that we all have, okay? I get it that what you are experiencing is more real than this nice thing that is a spoken, we call it Jesus. But here's the beauty of it, The beautiful part is that what Jesus spoke must become the reality in our lives. How do we do it? Get away the hindrance. What's the hindrance? Your butt when you hear the truth. But in my experience, it has been really hard. I have been trying to do this. I have been really having faith, but it's not happening to me. But, you know, look at my life. You know, for these years, I've been trying to speak to the mountain, but it's not moving. Guys, stop it. Okay. It's time to believe the truth, even though if the truth is not the reality of your life. I hope this is not offending anyone, because it's not a pointing finger to anyone or anything. Because some of you are listening to this, you might be one of those people that replied to my email or replied to my comment with your butt, okay? But I'm not talking about you, okay? I'm talking about this issue we all have. I'm talking about this butt, this Adamic nature that is inside of us. It keeps coming out, and I just want to kick this butt. I want to kick this thing out of our lives. We can start experiencing the truth of who He is. I'm growing with you in this path of life, and I am thankful to have the microphone to be able to record it. And it's not that I am better or, you know, anything, but it's just like the Lord has revealed something to me that has started changing me, and I believe that it's going to change you and it's going to shed some light in your path. All right, guys, I think that's it for today. I can go on this subject for a lot, and honestly, this has been one of the very most important key that I got from the Spirit in order to be able to experience the truth in our lives. The truth must become the reality, and it becomes a reality when you cut the head of every butt that comes out on your way by standing and believing that Jesus Christ is the truth, and He has finished the work, and there is a power in the good news of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. All right, guys, bless you. Please share this to your friends and families and subscribe for more podcast episodes. And I'll talk to you in the next episode.